Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is my favorite Good Day program. It is the Good Day program. And hey, nice Richie. Hey. I appreciate all of the attempts that everybody is making to bring my spirits up, and the music is a way of doing that. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Molly Page has joined us. Happy to have her voice, even though she does sound a bit like a Canadian. I'm going to have her stick around for ACOS later on, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put the two of them on together.
But she's not a Canadian, but you'll think she is. Yeah, well, because she says a boot.
Northern Montana. They're just the same as those Canadians, you know?
Yes.
I thought the Northern Montanians were kind of tall. More of a drawl.
No, that's Southern, I think.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Kenny is here. He doesn't have a drawl. He's just keeping his eye on the ball, and that's a good thing. What's going on today? How is your attitude this morning? That's kind of the way I have sort of, as the music brings me into an attitude. Most of you know that the last week has been a horrible week for me. And so when I bring that to the surface, then I go into the dump. And so I look around at all the things around me. I have tried to clear all of Charlotte's things out of the studio and out of the house in general. Well, not out, but put them out of sight, kind of. It has helped as I put them away and close the door. Isn't it funny how that does something? But then it comes back. Because I have, yesterday, I couldn't go get her remains, because this, I'm not trying to make this macabre, but I will tell the story sort of, because many of you who have had animals have dealt with it one way or another, or maybe you didn't know what you were dealing with. When I brought Charlotte's remains to the crematorium on Saturday, I just sat there for a while and then looked over the situation, and oftentimes, the reason I wanted to go, I picked a little place that was in the middle of nowhere to have it done, because I wanted to make sure that what I'm going to get back was Charlotte. And in the, this is I'm not trying to compare it to Auschwitz or something, but I understood for the first time what that stuff was like. No, seriously, I'm telling you, this is a great big, I never knew how crematoriums worked.
I
put Charlotte's remains in the crematorium. That's why I agreed. Donald said, you ought to go to this place. I couldn't find anything that I was comfortable with, and I didn't want to bury her because I don't want to put her in one place and then not be here and not have her around. So,
we spread my dad at my dad's ashes at the country club.
It was the seventh hole,
the tree on the ninth hole, which was his favorite tree in the whole golf course.
Right.
And since then the golf course has gone out of business and they're building townhouses.
Really?
Oh no.
And homes. Mm. So now we have to go see. So we had to go take the plaque off of the tree.
Really?
So now I'm going to go see if I can get a sapling off of the tree and plant it at my brother's house.
Well,
it's going to become a strip mall. Soon.
That's the new thing.
I'll go to the Dairy Queen at the strip mall. Hey, Dad, how you doing? Good to see you again.
That's the new thing. They're taking. Somebody told me about this the other day. With regard to, I was trying to figure out how to do a memorial for Charlotte. This weekend we're going to have a memorial here. There are people who are planting trees, putting some of the ashes in the ground as the tree is planted. So when the tree grows, you'll be able to say that the dog is part of the tree, literally,
right.
Or a human being, as far as that's concerned. You can do the same thing with the ashes from a human being, and that tree then will represent Edgar or whoever it is that you've got that's close, your father, your mother, whoever. So anyway, but just to sort of explain how this all works, and by the way, the crematoriums for humans are pretty much the same as for the dogs or for the pets. And so this lady who runs this place, there was a German shepherd also already in the crematorium that had died of cancer about 5 years old. And so then that dog was bricked off, and I put Charlotte's remains into the crematorium, and I just sat there and I put all of the things around her. I was worried that some of the things I put in, like one of her bowls, I said, do I need to take it out? No, she says 1800 degrees, there won't be anything left of it. And so when I go back to get her today, what you get when you get the remains are basically the bones that didn't burn, ground up.
Right.
And that's why it's so dense and heavy, because it isn't really ashes. You say again, there's nothing left. The ashes, the only thing that's left are the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brendan said to me that he thought I ought to take, you know, one of Charlotte's great things was, as we'd go from farm to farm, my home farm and then the other farm down the street, about a mile, not quite a mile away, whenever she was in the truck, especially when the weather was good, she would stand up on the shelf, if you will, the window shelf, and her nose would be out the window. And this was her favorite thing, to sniff what was going on down the street. So Brendan thought I ought to have some of those ashes, you know, just to throw down the street.
I hate to be the guy behind you.
Well, it's what to do. But, you know, both, I said I would keep three packets.
Honey, what is that all over my windshield?
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't know. Scrape it off.
I'm not much for the ash thing myself, but I want to keep it because, I want to have an attachment to her in some way, shape, or form. Although there are a lot of people, I said to Meredith, you could have a pouch, and I said to Brendan, you can have a pouch, because both of them love Charlotte to death. And Meredith said, no, I don't do ashes. And Brendan basically said, no, I don't do ashes. And so, you know, that was, I'll keep them. And
you know what you should do?
Some of them, but I'm not,
get like one of those little cylinders, you know, that's like about the size of your thumb.
Yes.
And fill it and make it a keychain.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing, sort of thing. Yeah.
So ashes to ashes. Dust.
Yep.
But
how
Molly,
did you feel about it? How did you feel about it? Yes.
Molly has another option for us when we pass.
Well, yeah, I was just reading this in the New York Times.
Scientists are
now saying that human beings can be composted.
Great idea.
So instead of taking up room burying someone who's going to be in the casket forever,
right,
or doing the cremation
out of
thing.
Land.
Yeah. So apparently farms, at least a third of the farms in Washington State, dairy farms, they're composting all their livestock.
I do that with my cows, and when they die, I put them in the manure pile.
That's got to smell fantastic.
Well, it doesn't smell any better or worse than the rest of the manure pile.
Okay.
And you put them in, and about 6 months later, they're gone. You won't find, there's not anything left. Maybe a few bones, but you won't find much left. And with humans, bones are smaller. Compost them 6 months. And it depends on how, you know, I have microbes. I've had long since I started using microbes. When people were complaining about methane gas and how cows were destroying the atmosphere and stuff, I went right to work to discredit that, because when the cows deposit on the whatever, in my instance, I'm looking out on my front pasture here, the microbes that are a part of the digestive system come out, they get into the soil, and they help make the soil work better. They get oxygen to the roots of the greenery, the grass, and help, and instead of hurting the environment, they help the environment.
Well, that's what they've used to help plants grow forever is cow manure.
Yeah,
bull manure.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, but when you when the cow dies, or any animal dies, a horse, whatever, you put them in a compost pile, and those microbial agents that are in the manure from the original, I mean, it's all the same stuff.
How long does that take?
Hello. How long does what take?
Yeah, by the way, how's this conversation going with you?
What is the question? How long does what take?
How long does it take for a horse to decompose?
Well, same as a cow, but same size, six to 8 months.
Okay. 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, that must. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the scientists say that if it's done correctly, there's actually no smell.
Well, but what's the
this
point?
This is an awesome breakfast
what
conversation.
What is the problem under the circumstances? What is the problem with it's the same as if you dig a hole in the ground and bury them, they're going to be gone. I have out in my front yard Peaches, who is the grand dam of my herd, who died, last February, a year ago, February, and we buried her out in the front yard here. She's long gone, but what's the point of burying them? I wanted her to be close, but, you know, putting them in the pile, they accomplish the same thing. You go back to the earth and do some good. That's really what it's about, is doing some good.
I would be compost.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one on the show to volunteer to compost.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know how that works out for you.
I will.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are full of you-know-what here in the conversation.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Distracted driving is a persistent problem on America's roadways. Just ask Allstate's Executive Vice President of Product Operations, Steve Sorensen.
We know that about 1 in 6 accidents involves distracted driving, and it causes over 3,000 fatalities and about 400,000 injuries in the course of a year.
Allstate is working to change that through the Reality Rides national campaign.
Reality Rides is a tour where we are trying to educate customers and drivers on the dangers of distracted driving.
The star of the tour is a real but stationary vehicle that simulates what can happen when drivers attempt to text, talk on the phone, or engage in other distracting activities. One simulator participant, Amy Hirth, describes the experience as a true eye-opener.
I think a lot of people have their phone easily accessible in the car and don't think twice before picking up a phone or a text, but it was actually a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Reality Rides debuts at the Denver Auto Show on April 8th. Find out if the tour will stop at a town near you at facebook.com/xthetxt.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today is Word Association Game. So I'm going to give you some definitions. You tell me what the word is. Here we go. Disinterested, fatigued, tired, dull, blasé, inattentive, sick and tired, spiritless. Now, what do these words define? They find a very popular word that many of us have said all too often. What is it? I'm bored. I'm bored with life. I'm bored with what I do. I'm bored with a lot of things. And you know what? You don't do anything about it. Now, let's play the game again. What is energized, refreshed, enthusiastic, excited, exhilarated, interested? You know what that is? That's energy. I've got a little secret for you. At one time, everything that you are now bored with, you were energized with. So what you need to do right now is I want you to find things that energize you, that refresh you, and make them part of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We had the story earlier about that sleepy Seattle airport worker who used the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines 737 for a nap, ended up waking up in a panic as the flight left for Los Angeles. That story at DougSteffens.com. Also, a group of students at the University of Wisconsin say they have broken the record for the largest cereal treat, the Guinness World Record for the largest cereal treat, weighing a half a ton. Rice Krispies. They cooked up a Rice Krispies treat. Why would you? Look at the picture of this thing.
Say you did. That's why.
I guess so. Right, exactly. Set out on a goal to construct a 7.5-ton version of this cereal treat.
That's a lot of marshmallows.
Yeah, so they beat the old record by 0.5 ton. And you can see this thing Imagine eating this. Oof. Look at this thing. Wow.
It looks delicious.
Does it really? It doesn't look good at all to me. Ugh. 21 after. Yum, yum time and good day.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I want to say hi to listener Pierre Lacaze. Well, Pierre, thank you for sending us along a Facebook posting. Time now for our one-hit wonder contest. Are you ready? This is just between the two of us, figuring out who it is that's singing this song. Your job is to call us now and identify the singer.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it all when the sun comes shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you.
Music to get your teeth dried.
Or to whiten your teeth.
We can make it.
Call now for Power Sports. The song is done by an artist. Only one hit. This is it. He was around a long time, did very well in many ways, but this is the only pop single that he ever had. You know who it is? You call us at 888-302-3684, and you win a CD full of one-hit wonders. Crank up this song, Richie, so people can sort of wrap their mind around it. Just the two.
Things might come to those who wait, not to those who wait too late. We got to go for all we know. We can make it if we try.
Most everybody will get this wrong. They'll think it's somebody that it isn't who was known for this style. And it's,
I just looked over at his names guessed on this one. I'm sure of it.
All right. This was the the fellow who played the alto, and that's what you're listening to there. Alto sax from Buffalo, New York. There were two versions of this. The first one by the song performer that is better known didn't make it. But this song made it. This week, 1981, is when this version of the song became number one. 888-302-3684. At the age of eight, this fellow's father gave him a sax. And he took to it like, as they say, a duck takes to water, quack, quack. As a teenager, he was drafted into the Army. After leaving, he became a freelance musician. Clinton worked in New York City for a long time. This song, Just the Two of Us, received a Grammy Award in 1982 for Best R&B Song and the Best Jazz Fusion Performance. Died in 1999. He had a major heart attack waiting to appear on a television program. Considered one of the founders of the so-called smooth jazz genre, the smooth jazz generation. Who is this guy? 888-302?
It's not the guy who's singing who's credited with the song.
How do you say again?
The guy who's singing is not the artist that's credited with this song. This is kind of like a duet. The instrumentalist is whose song it is.
So, the person you're listening to singing is not the person whose album it appeared on.
Right.
He just had a singer.
But right.
People will guess the singer.
Right.
As a matter of fact, most people are guessing the singer.
Right. And that's what I said. There will be confusion
right.
in here.
So how do we award this thing?
We're looking for, well, we will.
The artist who released the song is who we're looking for.
Right. I know. Well, maybe we'll do two of these. Hold on just a second. Because there'd be a right and a right for this. Did I explain it well enough? Or did I confuse everybody?
Go ahead and get your winner, right. and I'll explain what actually happened.
Here's Joe in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
Doing well. How are you?
It's good. Fine, thank you. How about you?
Very, very well.
That's good. All right, so who do you think it is that's singing?
It's Bill Withers singing.
All right. So Michael, who's also listening to KTSM, is going to give us the other component of this, the fellow that we were looking for, who was the sax player. And who is that?
And whose album it was on.
Michael.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
The sax player is Grover Washington Jr.
Right.
Okay, so it's Grover's album.
Yes.
Right.
And he and Bill Withers wrote it.
Yes.
And Bill Withers sang it.
But it was on a Bill Withers album, I think, as well, was it not?
No.
Never was on a Bill Withers album?
No.
Oh. All right, so you got the picture? It's 28 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia, again, is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and online auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Molly Page, who you have heard. I guess she was on a couple days last week and I wasn't here, right? Molly, weren't you here? I don't want to talk about she. Molly, see if she can answer for herself, please.
I did. I had the introduction to your crew on JU,
right? All right, that's good. All right.
And she's still here.
Yep, imagine that, huh? Getting putting up with the likes of Richie. The Super Beats is keeping you.
Right.
Good for you.
I gave her some Super Beats.
Good.
She's drinking it right now.
We'll work for Super Beats.
Yeah.
We'll work
really?
For Super
She's hired. Put her on. Put her down. Kenny Kessler. Jen's got some kind of ooga booga here. Anyway, so I don't mean to dismiss Jen for having the ooga boogas, but, you know, why believe it when enough people. If we get into springtime, when the seasons change, people tend to, for whatever the reason, be vulnerable to the bugga buggas, the unga bungas, things that are around the spring cold.
Scientific medical term?
Yes, it is, Richard. Yeah, yes, Dr. Yeah. Doug, practicing without a license, the unga buggas, as opposed to the unga bungas. So, the situation that we're confronting here in America is a difficult one, for me anyway, who didn't like the first Iraqi war to begin with, and then we had the, when I went over there and saw what a mess we'd made, I thought, okay, we got to stay here and fix our mess. And that's why I sort of turned to supporting our staying there. And then when the president said we're going to get out of there, that was great.
And now we're not getting out of there. I find more and more people. Yesterday, a woman that I know who lives in suburban Los Angeles told me that her son has just been, he's been in the service for a year. He's been sent to Iraq. 29-year-old fellow, machine gunner, I think, if I remember what she told me correctly. So he joins a lot of others. Now, this fellow has not been to Iraq before, but there are others who are going over there who had tours in Iraq, some of them two, three, four times. They thought that they had finished over there. We took care of the quote-unquote enemy. Do you know how many demons this is going to bring up in the people who went over there? You know what we're doing to these people?
It's almost like the reason we have to go back is because we left and let ISIS come in and take control.
There is that, but then there, if you go back even further, the reason that there is a problem is because we sent people over there in the first place instead of just getting rid of Saddam Hussein, which was questionable at best, given what we know now. It's always after the fact that you've created a vacuum, and the vacuum has been filled by people who are incompetent and nincompoops that don't know how to run the government.
Didn't go into, and leadership changes were made, and it's the same situation. Look at Syria.
What do you mean we didn't go into
Egypt?
We created, the CIA created that whole thing in Syria. What are you talking about?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
What? We look at what? Egypt?
Yeah.
Egypt was a quasi-creation. It wasn't our creation. We can't take credit for that. That was a Facebook and Twitter creation. Right. That was a social media. I'm not being facetious.
No, the Arab Spring.
That was a creation of a whole bunch of social media. And now it is a mess. Whether it's us or it isn't us, all of this stuff, because these people haven't been trained, they haven't been educated, they don't know how to make it work, and they make a mess of it. And thus is the situation that we now are faced with all these U.S. veterans of the Iraq War returning now to fight again. Men with guns who wonder what difference they made then and what difference they will make now. And I think that is a good question. Many of you who have been in the service, and you're welcome to chime in on this if you'd like, 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Kenny, I didn't ask you before that we've got any comments about the ongoing business, the problems in the Middle East with the Kurds, the Iraqis, Sunnis and the Shias and ISIS and Syria. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You think you're going to be able to fix? These people have been throwing rocks at each other for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And why in the name of heaven we get ourselves involved in this stuff? The only reason is because of the oil deals that were made. And we get screwed on that. We haven't gotten anything. Remember when George Bush said the first day, don't worry, whatever money it costs us, the American taxpayer will never spend one penny in Iraq because we'll sell the oil and that'll pay for whatever it is we have to do. How much money did the taxpayer end up spending? $3 trillion that not one penny has been paid back. What did you start saying?
A real sucker like me, you bought into the fact that Iraq would be a thriving oil nation and that the dinar, their currency, would become extremely valuable, which is backed by, which the U.S. government owns like billions of dinar.
Mm.
And I have 10,000 dinar sitting in my house.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Waiting to come with $1 million.
There you go. Let me know when that happens.
You can buy it on eBay.
Uh-huh. So what happened? I remember going over there and going to this big, huge base in Baghdad. Huge.
A green zone, right?
Yeah, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And trucks everywhere, airplanes everywhere.
They're all around the airport.
Everywhere.
Right.
Very heavily guarded bases, state-of-the-art surveillance, state-of-the-art communications equipment, state-of-the-art everything. That's all gone. Now, the American soldiers that are going over there are staying wherever they can to stay out of harm's way. But in the last week, an Australian, a British, and a German woman have been killed
over there. So, and the they aren't battles so much as these, they are little skirmishes back and forth. Dangerous place to be.
Whoa. Is there a strategy this time?
No, of course not.
Because there wasn't one in the beginning. No, it was just into Iraq, so, and there was the connection with 9/11.
Let's help the people fighting ISIS.
It's a support basis right now. So basically,
we are going to send in troops.
I mean, hey, Tikrit, they just took back Tikrit with us just giving air support and rescue support.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they can fight their own battles this time around.
Right.
By the way, I'm rich.
Are you rich?
You can buy 100,000 Iraqi dinar. I paid $100 for 100,000 Iraqi dinar. You know what I can get for it now?
No, what?
$130.
Great! 30%. Ooh. That's not bad.
Lunch is on me.
When did you buy the dinar?
Oh, it's been 8-9 years.
Now, so it's $100 worth of dinar. Is that what it is?
I paid $100 for 100,000 dinar.
Okay. So now your 100,000 dinar is worth $130.
Correct.
When did you buy them?
8 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting family.
There are a lot of people.
I know how to.
I want to know. I'm going to give you some credit. There are a lot of people who bought $100,000 worth of something 10 years ago. They would love to have it worth 30% more than it was then.
Right.
Not happening with a lot of stuff.
A couple million of them.
Yeah, I know. All right. So there's that. Now, Molly is not as much of a. I'm guessing because I don't know you that well that you're not as much of a flyer as I am.
No, I don't fly very often.
Okay, all right. So now we have, for those of us who do spend a lot of time on an airplane and who don't like, even though I have 2 million miles on American, I don't much like them.
There's a reason for that.
Any, okay, would you explain, please?
Well, yes.
That works.
There's an annual report. Oddly, it comes out every year.
Really? That comes out every year? Wow, what a concept.
Really peculiar. They're going to, you know, have some money and do some research on why that is. Done by two universities, issued the information that airlines report to the U.S. Department of Transportation. And basically, it says everything's getting worse. Baggage handling on time. The best airline this year and last year, Virgin America.
Mm-hmm.
In second, Hawaiian Airlines.
Uh-huh.
They were third last year, second this year.
Really?
Delta Airlines comes in third, fourth last year. JetBlue follows. Alaska Airlines, Southwest, American Airlines, number seven, kind of right in the middle.
Where were they before?
American Airlines was 9 last year, number 9 spot, 7 this year. So moving up in the world.
Right. I don't at all buy Delta being number 3, but anyway, keep going.
Frontier Airlines follows at 8.
Awful.
Yeah,
awful.
I agree.
Awful.
United
awful.
Airlines.
Awful.
It's down at number 9 of 12.
Yeah, awful.
SkyWest.
Once we get down to this part of the list, Molly, that's all you're going to hear from Doug. It's awful. Terrible.
And he's right.
Sprint isn't even on. I mean, the Spirit Airlines are not even on the list, right?
No, I don't think they made
the
list.
They are so bad. They suck so
It's amazing they can get off the ground.
An airline that has no reason for being.
Yeah.
And other than the guy who owns it, is a scurrilous cad who wants to screw everybody and pretty much does. And why people are still flying the airline, and they've been sued. There are 50,000 lawsuits against Spirit Airlines at the moment.
You know what I find amazing?
50,000. Go ahead.
Check this out. 76.2% of flights arrived on time last year. That's down from 78.4% in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They already pad the arrival times.
Oh, yeah. They do.
So that they can show up early and say, hey, we got you in 10 minutes early, and you think they're the heroes.
Right.
Basically, what they've done is if a flight usually takes 3 hours, they make it 3 hours and 15, 3 hours and 20 minutes so that they can be the hero and not have
to take the flight. It takes 2 hours and 10 minutes to fly from Boston to West Palm Beach. They put it into 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But they can only meet that 76.2% of the time.
Right. Because the baggage handlers fall asleep in the cargo bay and it slows things down.
How do you run a business like this?
That's a very good question. How do you run
Because
it?
We have no alternative.
Yeah. How are you going to fly there? You going to buy your own plane?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe you can fly on my plane when I make it big, Richie. How's that? You know, I'll have a ride on my plane. I'm going to buy, when Limbaugh retires, I'm going to buy his plane.
Will you start an airline where people can take their pets with them in
the
plane?
Yes, that would be the perfect. I looked, by the way, last year and the year before, because Charlotte used to fly back and forth with me.
me. And I, in the regret department, I keep thinking how things would have been different if I'd have tried to fly her home with me this time.
But how, you couldn't have done that, could you?
Well, it would have been harder to do it. I used to bring her with me, and I would, I was creative. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to tell you how I did it, but I was creative because I knew she wouldn't disturb anybody.
Did you hide her under your shirt?
No, I couldn't do that. She was too big for that.
Okay.
But she would. She won over.
Put her in a little cage thing.
No.
She just walked
on the plane, and she would
dressed as a flight attendant. You can't say she's ugly. That's sexist. You can't do it.
You know, this was very interesting. When I this is one of the reasons that I actually have stayed with American. The women, mostly, there weren't men. Most of the women who would see Charlotte coming with me to get on the plane would look at her and they'd talk to her and they'd size her up. Before, I had one woman at LAX that used to save her a seat. They would put, there were 16 seats in first class, and they would save a seat next to me for if they hadn't filled it yet, they would just block it out so that she could sit in the seat next to me. And then when you walk onto the plane with a dog, the flight attendants get, oh my God, hottie, oh, we got a dog on a plane. And before we got an hour into the flight, they'd all be arguing with each other, do you need to go to the bathroom? I'll sit and talk to Charlotte while you go to the bathroom. But that kind of stuff, that did help me sort of smooth things over with American, because I've had some horrible.
So when you walked onto the plane and they saw your name on the guest passenger list,
yeah,
and then you walked on without the dog, would they be like, oh, it's just you?
You again.
Oh, you didn't bring the dog?
The guy that doesn't want to be eating his meal. Right. All right. Anyway, so that's that story. A lot of stories, and that's what the Good Day program is all about. Molly and Richie and Kenny and me, 14 before the hour, TV report next on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the bud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'll play Jennifer with the television news here on Good Day. David Letterman has only 28 episodes left before he leaves The Late Show. And as you might expect, a number of entertainment's biggest names, actors, comedians, musicians, are going to be on the program in the coming weeks. Elvis Costello, Dave Matthews, Nora Jones, George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Keaton, Steve Martin, Bill Murray, Sarah Jessica Parker, Don Rickles, Julia Roberts, Ray Romano, Paul Rudd, Jerry Seinfeld, Martin Short, Howard Stern, among those who will be in the last 28 episodes. It still doesn't make
any difference to me. He has long since not worn out his welcome. He's just not funny.
Just became angry.
Angry, nasty. Yeah. Right, exactly.
I like that in a man.
Do you?
I do.
Well, there you go. He's your kind of guy.
I don't have to get him there. He's already there.
Is he too old for you, or is he just about the right age for you?
Oh, I don't know that I would need to consider that. I won't meet him, so.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
HBO has renewed Veep, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show, fifth season, and also a techie comedy called Silicon Valley. I don't know that one. I know Veep. Veep is hard to wrap yourself around, although there are some interesting things going on there. HBO did its documentary about the Church of Scientology, and the Church of Scientology, hoping nobody would watch it. 5.5 million people watched the first one.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
All right, that'd be interesting to check out. TV time is 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Joseph Chambers is on call. As a matter of fact, his website is drchambersoncall.com. How clever that is, that he's on call on the radio. You could actually call him and talk to him. 888-302-3684. I don't know whether you want to or not, but we're going to talk about your diagnosis. What is it that you have going on in your body? Do you know what's going on in your body? This is my pet peeve when it comes to medicine. People who do not know, do not take responsibility, don't seem to care what's going on in their body. How do you have a healthy, happy life if you don't know what the heck's going on in your body? And if you wait too late and there's something that develops and you go to see the doctor and the doctor has a diagnosis that you don't like, or maybe you don't understand it, then you have a double whammy. So we'll sort of sort that out, getting your diagnosis right. Up next with Dr. Joseph Chambers here on Good Day.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8.
They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, Dr. Joseph Chambers is here. drchambersoncall.com is the website. The people who, as I described a few minutes ago, who don't know what's going on in their body, and they find an ache or a pain or something's bothering them, they go to get an evaluation. And then they don't know what to make of the evaluation or the diagnosis. So how do you help people, A, get the right diagnosis, and B, understand what it is they're being told, Dr. Chambers?
Well, the first and most important thing, Doug, is this. When you go to your doctor, tell them what's wrong. Tell them what your symptoms are. The same kind of everyday language you use in the coffee shop with your buddies. Remember, it's what you say in the first 2 or 3 minutes that decides the diagnosis. You're in charge of the diagnosis, not your doctor. They just interpret what you're telling them. So if you go in and say, I have this pain and it started off in 1974, you're on the wrong track. You've got to say what's current. You know what I mean, Doug?
Yeah.
That's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Doctors chase the diagnosis because it's the currency of medicine. If they get it wrong, the treatment is wrong. Everything about you will then be wrong after that. And the other thing I tell people that's really important is this. When you're leaving, you must understand the discharge instructions. You got to write them down or even record them with your cell phone. They're that important. If you leave the office and you don't understand what he said to you or she said to you, you need to ask questions.
We have a weekend health program here. Mm-hmm. Actually, should invite you to guest on it with Dr. Kronhaus. And one of the big things, we have people call and ask, you know, what does this mean? What does that mean? And I'm continually confounded by the number of people who have been to the doctor who, A, didn't get a satisfactory explanation for the question, or B, didn't ask the question in the first place. What is there about people thinking doctors are gods, or doctors who, on the other hand, are so, what's the right word here, inconsiderate probably is the right word, of their patients and the needs, that they don't want to take the time to answer the questions. That's why you're there, bub, in case you didn't know. And you can say, oh, well, Obamacare, well, I don't have time. I mean, blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's not that easy. Look, most of us give the information in three different ways before the patient leaves. Three. Yeah, not one, not two.
Okay, what are the three ways?
You start off by saying, hey, Doug, you've got a flu, you don't need an antibiotic, blah, blah, blah. Then you come back a little bit later and say, you know that this is a virus, Doug. I can't cure it. You're going to have to ride the storm. And then the third way you do it is to say, this is a bug, Doug, that I can't get rid of for you, but this is what you need to do if you want to feel better. And then these are the things to watch out for, Doug. If you're not getting better, come back. We have to reassess you.
Mm-hmm. That's a good doctor who does that.
But, you know, it's all about timing. And Obamacare and the insurance companies have squeezed this down, Doug.
Yeah.
Squeezed it down.
So what does that mean? We all suffer because of the insurance bill. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's the Affordable Care Act. It's really the Affordable Insurance Act.
We all suffer because it's a business, Doug, and people are trying to make money.
Well, it's okay. You got to make money. You have to live.
Sure.
You need to make money. But the other side of it is you need to do your job, and I say that in a sort of collective sense. Thank you, Dr. Chambers. drchambersoncall.com for lots of helpful information.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.